Romans 8:32. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? I take special note of the tense that is used there. Paul didn't write, how has he not with him also freely given us all things, but goes further than past tense, saying, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? The last part of this verse speaks of something more than what has happened in the past, but also should give us reassurance and confidence for the present and for the future. The shall in that verse has no time limits, no implication of limitation. I read it as meaning that both now, in the present and future, and ever in the future, the Lord shall manifest himself as the great giver. I like that. The great giver. This scripture is a wall of defense against dismal foreboding, and it chases the shadows of calamity out of our houses and away from our doors. Here's an idea. We often desire things which would come between ourselves and God if they were given to us. Therefore, the Lord in his faithfulness withholds them. I think that makes sense. Would you give your child gifts which would endlessly wound them and drive them away from you? No, and neither does the Lord. I don't want any one of us to walk around one more day sinking deeper into the mire of gloom, doom, and hopelessness. The Hebrew word for hope means to trust with expectation, and that is good expectation, not the downward spiral of dismal forebodings. Jesus died and rose from the dead so we would have the power and authority to rise above the downward spiral of the world. With Jesus comes an anticipation of overcoming and becoming. Psalm 18:18. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. The backstory is that God frustrated all the designs of David's adversaries and prevented him from falling into their hands. And, to look deeper into the construction of the psalm, the Hebrew for stay in that verse primarily means to lean on something or someone as on a staff, an arm, or a hand. The root of stay is a verb used metaphorically of an attitude of trust. Hope, to trust with expectation. In Proverbs 3:5, we are told not to rely on our own understanding. Instead, we are to trust the Lord. Calamities bring no hope. Dismal forebodings are anti-hope, anti-trust, anti-life, anti-righteous expectation. Let's not play over there. Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. When sweeping storms come, Jesus is our rock, our stanchion and stay. Friends, remember the clouds are only for a season. Beyond the clouds and storm is blue sky and sunshine. But if all we see are the clouds, wind, and rain, we'll easily get swallowed up. If you're always looking down, all you can see is the ground. Set your eyes on Jesus, the hope of glory, and let God train you to lose sight of this world. There is truly nothing good for you here. Think about it.